Hi, it's November 14. It was on this day in 1976 that one of the great Aussie bands was formed. Ross Wilson, formerly of Daddy Cool, created Mondo Rock. That first lineup didn't make the charts, but future lineups went on to have a string of hits right through the 80s. The TV show Murphy Brown, starring Candice Bergen, started on this day in 1988.
Excuse me, Bambi just got sent back to the forest. This is Thumper.
And it was in 1999 that Aussie racing legend Dick Johnson raced at Bathurst for the final time, ending a 35-year career.
A long way. We've got no problems. The car's just fine at the moment. All we're going to do is keep it all together.
Special one to top the birthday list today, Charles Philip Arthur George, Prince of Wales. The next in line for the British throne is 70.
I think what happens is frequently you challenge conventional wisdom. The conventional approach, and so people don't like that very much.
Actor Patrick Warburton is 54. He seems to pop up everywhere, from Elaine's boyfriend David on Seinfeld to the series Rules of Engagement. He was the narrator on a series of unfortunate events and is the voice of Kronk in Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, right. The poison for Cusco, the poison chosen specially to kill Cusco, Cusco's poison. That poison.
Yes, that poison.
Former Aussie batsman and wicketkeeper Adam Gilchrist is 47.
Oh, that's a great. There we are. Gilchrist has arrived. That has gone back 50 rows.
And finally, legendary horse trainer Bart Cummings was born on this day in 1927. He trained a record 12 Melbourne Cup winners, earning the nickname the Cup King. Bart died aged 87 in 2015.
Habit of winning the Melbourne Cup, nice habit to get into. Fair bit of gesture about whether it's I'm a legend or whatever I might be.
Remembering Bart Cummings on November 14.